A Bookshop Christmas by Rachel Burton and read by Laura Bryden for Saga Egmont. Prologue, May 2016. She was watching the weak and almost undrinkable coffee drip into the white plastic cup when her husband died. She wasn't with him because she was waiting by the drinks machine. She hadn't even wanted coffee, really. She'd just wanted a moment away from the dimly lit room, the smell of disinfectant and the gentle beep, beep, beep of the machines. She'd wanted a little bit of time on her own, and that time made her miss those last moments. She would never forgive herself for that. When the nurse met her outside the room and told her, she dropped the cup of coffee and heard a choked, strangled sound that she thought was coming from herself. She pushed past the nurse and into the room, lay down on the bed next to him, took his still, warm hand in hers, and pretended that she'd never left, and that his gentle slipping away was still to come. She didn't know how long she lay there next to him. She didn't know how much time had passed before the nurse came into the room and spoke to her in hushed whispers. It could have been hours or minutes. Slowly, she got up and followed the nurse's instructions to go home and get some sleep. "We can deal with paperwork tomorrow," the nurse said. "Do you have anywhere you can go or someone who could be with you tonight?" She nodded, pretending. She didn't want to go anywhere but home, and she didn't want to be anywhere but alone in bed, the bed she had shared with her husband for so many years. And she didn't want to think about how she was going to live without him. Chapter 1, November 2019. I was hanging the last of the paper chains in the shop window when the phone rang. If it had been my mobile, I'd have let it go to voicemail, but it was the shop phone, so I let the paper chain drop and walked to the counter to answer the call. "Taylor's Bookshop, Megan speaking."
"Ah, Miss Taylor, it's Philomena Bloom here."
A loud, posh female voice boomed down the line and I held the receiver away from my ear a little bit. "Who?"
"Philomena Bloom,"
the woman repeated impatiently as though I was meant to know who she was.
"Zonda Stone's agent," she went on.
I could almost hear the woman rolling her eyes.
"Oh, of course," I said. "I'm so sorry. You just caught me at a bad time."
You'd think I'd remember a name like that. A normal person would have asked me if they could call back at a more convenient time, but Philomena Bloom bulldozed on regardless.
"I'm checking up on the details for Mr. Stone's book launch next week," she said.
"Of course," I said again, cringing inside as I crouched down behind the counter to find the shop diary. I really needed to get more organised and get the diary online, along with the ordering and stock-taking systems. Missy had been nagging me to do it for months, but there was something so comforting about a paper diary, and I was reluctant to let it go.
"Friday the 29th, Philomena went on. 7 for 7:30.
"Of..." I managed to stop myself saying "of course" for the third time.
"Yes, everything's organised," I said instead,
even though I wasn't sure about that at all. I was used to organising book launches, author readings and all sorts of other events at the bookshop. How else could we keep it running? But Xander Stone's launch was the highest profile event we'd ever hosted, and I wondered if I'd bitten off more than I could chew. The man who'd self-published a book about the ghosts of North Yorkshire was one thing, but Xander Stone...
"Because Mr. Stone is very particular..."
While my mind had been drifting, Philomena had been bellowing, so I forced myself to concentrate.
"He will want to see the lay of the land for himself, choose the menu and so forth."
"Menu?" I thought it was just going to be champagne and nibbles.
"For the nibbles, of course," Philomena said slowly,
as though speaking to an inattentive child.
"Well, Mr. Stone is very welcome any time at Taylor's Bookshop," I said, forcing a smile that Philomena...